Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Tamar Jacoby has deposited with us over the last almost 10 years as our immigration expert. If you want to go back and take a crash course on the good, the bad, and the ugly of the immigration debate, go back and listen to some of the interviews that we've had with Tamar, and I promise you, you'll get smarter. Tamar, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tamar's organization is Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on that, Tamar, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the website. And Tamar, in a previous segment, we were talking about, we had a healthy debate about my prediction about whether President Obama would, I said he would win the debate. You said I shouldn't use that term. I should say that the Republicans need the debate as much as President Obama, and that it should, that hopefully we'll get a good result. I would like
and
you to
honestly,
explain to
I
us.
Do think, honestly, I do think Speaker Boehner is going to be responsible for delivering it if it happens.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to be something he wants to claim credit for, but I think it's going to be.
Well, all right. So what I want you to do, though, is tell us what that healthy result will look like.
So there are really three big ideas in immigration reform. I mean, the most important big over, you know, umbrella idea is we want to create a situation where America gets the immigrants it wants and needs, and it basically keeps out and eliminates illegal immigrants, right? So, and not the, and by the way, as a fix for the past, it helps the illegal immigrants who are already here find a way to get onto the right side of the law. So revamp the existing system so that we get the immigrants we want and need. And that means high-skilled immigrants, PhDs, inventors, entrepreneurs, people that we don't have enough of and that make our economy more competitive. Every country in the world is competing to find those really
smart.
Well,
can't we do that by increasing visas?
Well, that's what you have to increase visas, and you have to streamline the process, and you need to create some visas for actually low-skilled immigrants too, right? Because we have visas for farm workers, but we don't have any visas.
But isn't that tinkering around
no,
the edges?
No, well, it's all these things have gone together. There hasn't been any tinkering for almost 20 years because everybody's been lumping the changes together. So fixing the legal immigration systems, visas for high-skilled workers, visas for low-skilled workers, some visas temporary, some visas
long-term. So you're saying instead of a blanket law that just covers a whole swath of people, there's more strategic, more compartmental, more granular ways of letting people in.
Fixing because you definitely want the people ideal, you know, high skilled people. You don't want any high skilled people. You want high skilled people who employers want
right.
to hire, and you don't want too many. You want enough low-skilled workers
Very
to do the jobs you need done, but you don't want too many.
So it's a delineated reform, not a blanket reform.
Okay, but so that's point number one, the immigrants America
right.
wants. Then you want to keep out the people we don't want, right? And that you do with a combination of things, more enforcement on the border, that's one piece, but it's far from the only piece. More enforcement in the workplace, that's really important. You got to make it so that it's harder to hire, not impossible to hire illegal immigrants. And then actually part of that enforcement is linked to the improving the system, which is we do need to create a way. We now don't have any way for hospitality workers and janitors and low-end healthcare workers who jobs Americans don't want to do. We don't have
right.
any way for those kind of workers to get here, and
mm-hmm.
that's part of enforcement. So admit the people America wants, keep out the people we don't want, and then we do have 12 million people here that have come in over the past 20 years because we needed them to work and we didn't have any visa system.
Now we get to the A word.
And the A word. So the question is, what do we do about those people?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a fix about, but that's basically cleaning up a mistake of the past.
Isn't that where we're stuck, though?
Well, it's one of the big things. We're it's amazing how stuck they are on all the different things. It's amazing how stuck we can get on these things. But and what I think we're coming to an answer on that. I mean, even conservative Republicans are coming around to the idea that, you know, for our sake, not the immigrant's sake necessarily, but for America's sake, it just doesn't make sense to have a population this size where we don't know the people's names, real names, we've never done security checks, we don't know, you know, they get in accidents and they don't have driver's licenses, you know, the security risks of having these, you know, big pools of people we don't know, the economics of, you know, having all this illegality just doesn't make sense. So even conservative Republicans are coming around to the idea, you know, never mind if you think want to think about their rights or any of that stuff, sort of more little reason for doing it. Coming around to the idea that we should give them, let them earn their way onto the right side of the law. And it doesn't necessarily mean citizenship. I mean, Democrats want to give them all citizenship. Republicans say they broke the law. Right. We don't want to give them a special gift.
So you're, now we're coming back to folks to where Tamar's earlier very first comment to me in this visit, in the previous segment, is her position, which I think she's correct about. If immigration reform happens this year, and I stand corrected, Mark, you've won. I'm raising the flag. Obama won't win. Boehner will win.
Because
this won't happen unless he gets his coalition to go along with this.
And he has a different idea. Obama and the Democrats have been selling a special gift of citizenship to these people. And Boehner is saying, not citizenship, legal status.
Right.
To
That's where the debate will be, folks. And you heard it here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Tamar, thank you for being here. Good job.
Great to be here.
Come back soon. Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.